Welcome to Heaven's View Live with your host, author, and speaker, Hyla Jane Esther. Hyla interviews guests whose focus and experience with their proven products, services, and brands help others to progressively move their lives and endeavors forward.
Welcome to Heaven's View Live. I'm your host, Hyla Jane Esther. Our guest today is Harriet Tubman Wright. She is the director of the Wright Resort, your soul safari to success. Based on a foundation of soul care and self-care, expressive art, sacred ritual, and her own revolutionary journey from employee to entrepreneur, Harriet's passion is about helping women fulfill their soul's calling so they can live healthy, purposeful, and prosperous lives, doing what they most love to serve others. She guides them to express their true essence and share their soul-aligned gifts to transform clients, businesses, workplaces, communities, and ultimately help heal humanity and the planet. Harriet Tubman Wright is an accomplished speaker, storyteller, published author, poet, person-centered expressive arts facilitator, seasoned metaphysician, initiated elder, and priestess, and as director of the Wright Resort, your soul safari to success, Harriet Tubman Wright is your guide to be fulfilled and free. Hi, Harriet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Harriet, what motivated you to write Releasing Stress, Creating Serenity, a Body, Mind, Spirit Self-Care Primer for Busy Women?
What really motivated me is the fact that we as women tend to serve and support our partners, our children, our bosses, often putting our own needs and passions on the back burner. Sometimes we work through a whole list of to-dos only to discover that we're not on the list, or if so, we're last on the list. And therefore, I decided to write Releasing Stress, Creating Serenity, a Body, Mind, Spirit Self-Care Primer for Busy Women.
You know, that is so true. And when I was working, I worked 32 years for a phone company out in California. And I worked all day. I picked up the kids, came home. Sometimes I had to go to the grocery store, cook, help them with homework, put them to bed, and maybe I had 30 minutes for myself at night before I had to start the day all over again. So women need self-care, and it is body, mind, and spirit, because it's not just resting. We also have to rest our minds.
You're absolutely right. Self-care is a body, mind, spirit opportunity, and self-care is really not selfish. It's the mindset of I love myself enough to take care of myself first. So when you do that, you can serve others refreshed and renewed from a wellspring of vigor and vitality, and therefore you can allow your light and love to extend even further, blessing those that you serve and support.
That's right. And, you know, women, sometimes we feel, I don't anymore, but sometimes we feel guilty if we put ourselves first sometimes because we have to be on call. You know, the family makes us feel like we have to be on call for them, especially small children. And if you're working a job, it's like you don't get a rest. You're at work all day. You come home. There's things that have to be done. And then when it's time to sit down, people still want things. So we as women have to realize that we have to be refreshed, just as she said, and we need time for ourselves just to gather ourselves.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's why when we're on the plane and they're going through the directions, they tell if you're an adult with children, you put on your oxygen mask first. So the same principle applies when we are talking about self-care. We've got to take care of ourselves first. when I worked for the university YWCA, there was a woman, a social worker, who was working with older women, many who were taking care of their grandchildren. And she said, you can train your children. You go in the bathroom and you close the door and you'll be in there 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, however long, but you train your children, grandchildren, partner. This is mommy time. This is grandma time. Do not disturb. That may be one
right.
way that you begin to let people know that you're taking care of yourself so that you're better positioned to take care of them.
Right. And why is implementing self-care challenging?
It's very challenging because, again, many demands are placed on us by our family, our work situations, and certainly during these times, there are additional demands placed on us, so we feel that we have to be the ever-ready bunny and we're out of batteries. So it is challenging, and it's also necessary. When we are stressed, overwhelmed, and burnt out, how can we be there for anyone else? Then they have to start taking care of us.
Right. It is challenging. And, you know, women in different parts of the world are raised differently. Some are raised as servants, really. Others are raised with the freedom that you can be whatever you desire to be. And that is a wide spectrum of thought. And if you think either side is correct, that's how you grow up. That's culture, how you grow up. And sometimes to break that in order to be yourself and do what's in you, you know, to fulfill your life's calling, you have to break out of these things. And that's also very challenging.
I remember I'm the firstborn in my family, and my sisters, who were twins, were born about 7 years later, and I immediately became my mother's helper. And then my brother was born a year and a half later. So it was three small ones, and I was my mother's primary helper. And an uncle visited, and he saw how much responsibility I was taking to help with my sisters and brother. And he says, he told my parents, find a babysitter and let this child be a child. And that was,
right.
you know, a saving grace. You know, I was always a good student, but then I was able to take violin lessons, sew my own clothes. I mean, it freed me up to be my creative self, still good in academics, but also strong with creative talents. That was a blessing. But again, I think an example of how culture will dictate what our role is. And at this point, we as women are absolutely breaking some of the stereotypes and some of the cultural expectations, because it's time for us to lead. It's time for us to flourish. It's time for us to share our gifts in a way that will help restore balance and peace on the planet. So it becomes even more important that we take care of ourselves first and be able to express our purpose and our passion in ways that really heal and empower others.
Right. That is very important. And those are the benefits. These things, they benefit us, but they also benefit others. And it's so far reaching until, yes, we do reach out to the planet. Some women, they just have a family view. But when you realize that if you take care of yourself, you're nurturing your children, you're actually being an example to your children and your husband, who are going to grow up and be an example to others. And just for yourself, I was one that I took care of everything I had to take care of, but I never put myself on the back burner as far as my creativity, because it's something that burns within you that you have to do. We're all here on the planet to fulfill our life's calling. And so it has to come out, whether it's being creative in writing a book, song, teaching, whatever it is, it has to help others. And it also delivers you of that passion that you have. It gives you a stream, an outward stream that benefits other people. So can you talk some more about the benefits of practicing self-care?
I think you said it beautifully, being an example for your family, for your coworkers, for those that you serve. And the benefits of self-care is that you reduce stress, you reduce overwhelm, you reduce frustration, because you are responding to what's important for you. And, you know, self-care, it could be a walk through nature, a walk through the park. It could be getting, you know, the manicure pedicure. It could be writing poetry. There's so many forms of self-care, but again, it's the opportunity to really express yourself, allow what's in out. It can be riding a bicycle. There are so many different forms of self-care that become nourishing and nurturing. And the benefit is that you are healthier and happier.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned riding a bicycle. Sometimes we forget how free we felt when we were children, just doing simple things, riding a bicycle, a scooter, or a tricycle when you're really small. And that takes us right here to, for what reason do you include a chapter on environment in your book?
I'm glad you asked that question, because to have an environment that is stress-free, in other words, your immediate environment is organized and it is non-cluttered, supporting your self-care might be a fountain where you just hear the trickle of water. That is refreshing. It may be soothing colors like turquoises or blues or lavenders. It can be plants. Plants that have many leaves, plants that open, have an opening, or beautiful flowers. These are the things that can nurture us and support us as we look at body, mind, spirit, self-care. It's challenging if we are surrounded in clutter to be able
right.
to think clearly, to prioritize. And so I felt it's important. Here are some ideas to have your environment support the notion of stress release and creating serenity. Sometimes it's having concerto music or symphony music, just something that is soothing and refreshing. I listen to jazz 24/7 on a station that does not have commercials. This, to me, is very relaxing, and it's part of what makes my environment relaxing.
I think sometimes people don't realize how relaxing music can be, the right type of music, and jazz is very soothing. And music plays a big role in our lives as far as relaxation. I know some hardcore music can cause agitation, but when we're speaking of body, mind, and spirit self-care, you want to soothe the body. And so to listen to music, the right kind of music that we really enjoy that soothes us, is very important. And also meditation, just being quiet, is so important.
We work with these cell phones and laptops. Give them a rest, too. Put your cell phone in a separate room from where you sleep. Shut this stuff down. Because it's emanating energy that may not be relaxing or soothing. So just, you know, put your paperwork in order. And, you know, I often say, take refresh breaks. We're on, you know, many of us are on our computers, laptops more than usual. Well, every 30 minutes, take a refresh break. Just stand up and stretch. You need a refresh break. And then when you come back to it, you're renewed, you're refreshed. You can get back to your work.
You know, that is so true. And it's so simple. It's simple to just stand up and stretch, take a break, get away from the phone and the computer, because it's also hard on your eyes. And what it does, it takes you away from being creative. And I always say, it reminds me of listening to the radio when you can create the characters and the scenery. Well, if you're looking at something that's doing that for you, it really stagnates your creativity. So taking that time to get quiet and taking time away from visual aid, as you might say, really helps you and strengthens you and strengthens parts of us that we really don't think about a lot of times. And what we're talking about today strengthens your body, mind, and spirit because you take time out for self-care. Today we're talking about body, mind, and spirit with Harriet Tubman Wright. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. My guest today is Harriet Tubman Wright, the director of the Wright Resort, your soul safari to success. Harriet, describe what you mean by soul care.
When I say soul care, it really is about fulfilling your soul's calling, your life purpose, your passion. In other words, you're listening. I have something, are you listening? Your soul's calling. We know when we are fulfilling someone else's agenda or fulfilling someone else's dream, it can be stressful because maybe we're not fully utilizing our talents and skills. So soul care really means fulfilling your soul's calling, fulfilling your passion and purpose. Who you are, who you were born to be, doing what you were born to do. That's soul care.
Yes, and when you think of soul care and self-care, why do you say that self-care and soul care practices are essential for women leaders?
Self-care and soul care practices are essential so that women can lead from a place of calm, a place of integrity, a place of ease. And so when we're making self-care a priority, when we know that we are doing what it is we are called to do, that's how we become dynamic leaders. That's how we become conscious, creative leaders that people respond to. I really believe that the model now is a more collaborative model, a feminine model that is nurturing, that is tending, that is cultivating, pulling people together, co-leading, leading together. And therefore, self-care and soul care practices are essential for us to be the most dynamic, effective, charismatic leaders that we are absolutely called to be at a time such as this.
Yes. Yes, that is so true. And things have changed, whether people realize it or not. God created men and women equal, and it's more evident every day as women take their places as leaders using what God has given them, and that is the nurturing, not just for the children and the family, but in business. and the creativity and the strength. And so to stay strong, we need self-care and soul care. In what specific ways do self-care and soul care practices benefit women leaders and change makers?
Self-care and soul care practices benefit women leaders and change makers by helping us set an example. When we are demonstrating self-care and soul care, we're establishing an example, a model for others so that we are leading by example. Sometimes we follow what is popular at the time, but I think what we know is that in challenging times, when we come together on a common objective, a common mission, a common goal, and each is contributing their own unique gifts to it, then we're more successful in what it is we want to accomplish. And so being able to demonstrate self-care and self-care practices in a collaborative way increases our success and our effectiveness. And again, it establishes a model for younger leaders and change makers who are clearly doing things differently than maybe what our mothers and grandmothers did.
Right, because it's gotten easier. It's not easy, but it's gotten easier from the past where women were put in molds and put in, you know, like a box. You're a woman, this is all you can do. And now to be a leader and a change maker, a lot of times you're out there on your own. You have to know how to handle criticism, being lonely sometimes. You have to stand up for what you believe in.
What you were saying in terms of it sometimes being lonely when you're the pioneer or the innovator, and it's true what you're saying, but when we work collaboratively, when we work together, we begin to shift the paradigm. We begin to shift the ways that we see empowered women or women who are making a difference. And again, it's a model that we see young people leading, creating change in a very different way than perhaps our mothers and grandmothers. So there's great opportunity to really make fundamental change, which is really what is being called for at this time. Fundamental change that honors the talents and gifts and uniqueness of each person, and that there is a significant role for positive change that women and conscious men can do together.
And also at this time, we have social media groups that help us find each other. And that is a great help to find other leaders, like-minded people.
Technology has certainly made a big, big difference. And we're seeing it as an asset, even when we don't always know how to use it. Someone can teach us how to use it. But I think that it's a great advantage in connecting us with like-minded and like-hearted individuals, so that you begin to create synergy to move forward together.
What would you suggest for someone who wants to begin using self-care and soul-care practices and readily experience results?
I would say begin with something. One, make a commitment to one thing for 1 week. If you say, okay, I'm going to walk for 30 minutes 3 times this week. Or I'm going to turn off my laptop at 9 p.m. for 5 days this week, or I'm going to do some free writing, just journaling, free writing, and I commit to do that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week. So I'm not saying do all those things. I'm just saying create something, that one thing that you commit to that week. And I like the idea of walking for whatever amount of time or wherever you say you're going to walk, because you get to breathe, hopefully, fresh air. But you get to, as they say, smell the roses. Look at how nature is thriving in certain areas. And if it's not comfortable for you to be outside, how about listening to some classical music and see how that makes you feel? Try going to bed at 10 p.m. instead of 1 a.m.
Right.
I mean, you know, but I think you want to give yourself 5 to 7 days at a time, you know, when you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Give yourself at least a week to begin to see what difference it makes. Even the refresh breaks during the day, you can set your timer. Okay, 90 minutes has passed. All right, boom, now it's time for me to get up and stretch. Or do jumping jacks or do something to shift my energy before I get back looking at this screen.
How can one get access to these self-care and soul care practices, because they are really something people need?
I've created something called 5 Essential Tools to Lead the Revolution to Light, Love, and Liberation, a spiritual guide for change makers. And so that's one way that you can access and learn more about self-care and soul care practices. And you can get that at The Right Resort. And that The Right Resort, theright.com.
And also, Harriet has written a book that you can access at her website, therightresort.com, Releasing Stress, Creating Serenity, a Body, Mind, Spirit, Self-Care Primer for Busy Women. And from our discussion today, you can see that is something busy women need, whether you are at home, on a job, a leader, a change maker. We all have to take time for soul care and self-care. And Harriet Tubman Wright, I love the name, is an expert at teaching you how to do this. You can also connect with Harriet on Facebook, The Right Resort, Body, Mind, Spirit, and also on LinkedIn. So Harriet, thank you for being a guest on Heaven's View Live today. Is there something further you would like to share with our audience?
Yes, and this is from my book, To Restore Balance Means to Be in Alignment with Your Soul's Deepest Calling, to Pursue Your Purpose and Passion. When who you are and what you do expresses your divine purpose and passion to transform and liberate those you serve, and you are fulfilled through the fruits of your service, you are demonstrating body, mind, spirit alignment, integrity, and well-being. You are on a path to freedom from stress and fulfillment through success.
Thank you for joining us on Heaven's View Live. For additional information concerning Hyla's books, speaking engagements, and programs, visit our website at freedomnetworknow.com.